Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and as always, blessed to be with you this morning. It is a wonderful day. It's a cold day here, but it's a great day because God woke me up this morning. God woke you up this morning. We can call it a great day when we wake up. Hallelujah. Because somebody didn't wake up this morning. Somebody is not clothed in their right mind. Somebody is going through today, and all we can say is, God, we ask you to cover them. So let us pray. Heavenly Father God, we come to you this morning filled with your grace, filled with your love, filled with the joy that can only come from you. Father God, I lift up this magnificent word this morning, this basic instruction before leaving earth, God, this holy Bible that you have given me and others opportunity to read from Genesis to Revelation. And Lord, we're asking that you put your word in our hearts, in our minds, and in our spirits, that when we hear a word, we know that it's your word. And when we hear a word that we know is not your word, we understand and we have discernment. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for discernment. I thank you for knowledge of your word. I thank you for guiding and leading us, God. And so, Father God, as I lift up everyone listening now and listening later, I ask you, Lord, to bless them. Bless them in their coming in and bless them in their going out. And, Father God, I ask that you increase as I decrease, God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight, Lord God. For you are my strength, Father. I say it again, you are my strength, Father. Father God, you are my strength and you are my redeemer. And the word, let the redeemed say so, Lord, I say so. I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus, by your grace and by your mercy. So, Father God, as I lift up in you to speak through me, I pray someone gets a word that is just for them this morning. In Jesus' name, Lord, I lift up the word. I lift up the people listening now and listening later again. I say, thank you, for I am grateful that you woke me up. I'm thankful and I'm blessed to be your daughter and to read your word. And I lift it up again in Jesus' name. Amen. Excuse me. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, family. Grateful to be here with you today. I had an awesome weekend with awesome women of God. You know, when you have a woman that can sing you into a hallelujah shout and everybody too. You know, I was at a luncheon yesterday afternoon, and we had a young lady that came up and sang Amazing Grace. And, oh, my, can we say, we say it in church. She told that song up. No, she sang that song and brought in the Holy Spirit, that it was more shouting, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of the glory, of the honor, of the praise. Ooh, amen, because we all have come through God's amazing grace. And we can only say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So I give God honor and I give God glory. And we're about to go into our word this morning. Excuse me. Crazy weather all over the place. It's warm, then it's cold, then it's raining, then it's snowing, then it's all over. And my little bronchitis is trying to act up, but the devil is a lie. I am healed. I am whole. I am well. In Jesus' name. And I think I already know some of my prayer warriors have already gone into prayer for me. And all I can say is thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We have Mother Valerie on this morning who will be reading for us. So I would like to introduce to some and present Mother Valerie, who is my godmother and an awesome woman of God who loves God and loves his word. And Mother Valerie will be coming out of our Old Testament word this morning, which is Numbers chapter 23 and 24. And she will also have a life principle from Dr. Stanley and some life lessons from her word this morning. And I will be coming out of, excuse me, Mark chapter 12. And I'll be finishing Mark chapter 12, and I'll be in Mark chapter 13, as well as I'll be in our psalm, which is Psalm 30, the 33rd Psalm, and verses 18 to 22, and Proverbs 11, verse 27. So I am turning it over to Mother Valerie. Mother Valerie, good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm doing fine.
Well, I am turning it over to you. Well, I go get a cup of tea, and I'm going to listen in because I know that this is a rhema word this morning. Because as the word says in Numbers 23 and 19, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. So we're going to give it to God, and I'm going to turn it over to you, Mother.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I praise God for you and your help, because right now I need it. So thank you, Lord. So, Mother, it is all yours.
Good morning, family. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad on it. I am so happy. I'm happy this morning because we're on daylight saving time. It don't get dark until about 7:30. It was beautiful. I was able to drive to Lincoln to see my sister. I left at 6 o'clock and got home before it was dark. I mean, I just love daylight saving time. I really do. I'm in Numbers 23. Then Balaam said to Balak, "Build 7 altars for me here. Prepare for me here 7 bulls, 7 rams." And Balak did just as Balaam had spoken. Balak and Balaam offered a bull and a ram on each altar. There Balaam said to Balak, "Stand by your burnt offerings. I'll go. Perhaps the Lord will come to meet me, and whatever he shows me, I will tell you." So there he went to a desolate height. God met Balaam and said to him, "I have prepared the 7 altars, and I have offered on each altar a bull and a ram." And the Lord put a word in Balaam's mouth and said, "Return to Balak, and thus you shall speak." Return to him, and there he was standing by his burnt offering. He and all the prince of Moab took up his article and said, "Balak, the king of Moab, has brought me from Aram, from the mountains of the east. Come and curse Jacob for me, and come and denounce Israel. How shall I curse whom God has not cursed? How shall I denounce whom the Lord has not denounced? From the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I behold him. There, a people dwelling alone, not reckoning itself among the nations. Who can count the dust of Jacob, or number 1/4 of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my end be like his." Then Balaam said to Balak said to Balaam, "What have you done to me? What have you done to me? I took you to curse my enemies, and look, you have blessed them bountifully." So he answered and said, "Must not take heed to speak what the Lord has put in my mouth." Then Balak said to him, "Please come with me to another place from which you may see them. You shall see only the outer part of them, and shall not see them all. Curse them, for me from there. So he brought him to the field of Dothan, to the top of Pisgah, and did 7 altars, and also a bull and a ram on each altar. And he said to Balak, stand here by your burnt offerings while I meet the Lord over there. Lord met Balaam and put a word in his mouth and said, go back to Balak, and thus you shall speak. Came to him, and there he was, standing by his burnt offerings. Prince of Moab were with him. And Balak said to him, what has the Lord spoken? And he took up his article and said, rise up, Balak, and hear. Listen to me, son of Zipporah. God is not a man that he should lie. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do? Has he spoken, and will he not make it good? I mean, that's good. God's word is God's word. God's commandment is God's commandment. What God has blessed cannot be cursed. God is not a man that he should lie. Behold, I have received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. He has not observed iniquity in Jacob, nor has he seen wickedness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. God brings them out of Egypt. He has strength like a wild fox, but there is no sorcery among Jacob, nor any divination among Israel. It now must be said of Jacob and of Israel, oh, what God has done. Look, a people rise like a lioness, lift itself up like a lion. It shall not lie down until it devours the prey and drinks the blood of the slain. Then Balak said to Balaam, neither curse them at all, nor bless them at all. And so Balaam answered and said to Balak, did I not tell you, saying, all that the Lord speaks, that I must do? Then Balak said to Balaam, please come, I will take you to another place. Perhaps it would please God that you may care them for me there. So Balak threw Balaam to the top of Peor. Don't we understand God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent? When God has blessed, what God has blessed cannot be cursed. And what God has cursed stays cursed. My Lord, he just didn't understand. It said, Balak took Balaam to the top of Peor that overlooks the wasteland. Then Balaam said to Balak, build for me here 7 altars, prepare for me here 7 bulls, 7 rams. Balak did as Balaam had said, and offered a bull and a ram on every altar. I mean, he's still trying to get this man to curse Israel. Chapter 24. Now when Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel, he did not go as at other times to seek to use sorcery, but he set his face toward the wilderness. And Balaam raised his eyes and saw Israel encamped according to the tribes, and the Spirit of God came upon him. He took up his article and said, the utterance of Balaam, the son of Peor, the utterance of man whose eyes are open, the utterance of him who hears the words of the Lord, these visions of the Almighty, falls down with eyes wide open. How lovely are your tents, O Jacob, your dwelling, O Israel, like valleys that stretch out, like gardens by the riverside, like aloes planted by the Lord, like cedars the size of water. He shall pour water from his bucket, and his seed shall be in many waters. Kings shall be higher than Ahab. Kingdoms shall be exalted. God brings them out of Egypt. He has the strength like a wild ox. He shall consume the nations, his enemies. He shall break their bones, pierce them with his arrows. He bows down, he lies down as a lion. And as a lion, he shall rouse him. Blessed is he who blesses you. Israel is blessed. And cursed is he who curses you. Then Balak's anger was aroused against Balaam. He struck his hands together, and Balak said to Balaam, I call you to curse my enemies, and look. I call you to curse my enemies, and look. You have bountifully blessed them these 3 times. Now, therefore, flee to your place. Said, I would greatly honor you, but in fact, the Lord has kept you back from honor. So Balaam said to Balak, did I not also speak to your messengers whom you sent to me, saying, if Balak were to give me his house full of silver and gold, could not go beyond the word of the Lord to do good or bad of my own. What the Lord says, that I must speak. Now, indeed, I'm going to my people. Come, I will advise you what this people will do to your people in the latter days. Took up his article and said, the utterance of Balaam, the son of prayer, and the utterance of the man whose eyes are open, the utterance of him who hears the words of God and has knowledge of the Most High, sees the vision of the Almighty, falls down with eyes wide open. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob. A scepter shall rise out of Israel and batter the brow of Moab, destroy all the sons of turmoil. And Eden shall be a possession there. Also his enemies shall be a possession. While Israel does valiantly out of Jacob, one shall have dominion and destroy the remains of the city. What God has blessed. Amazing. When God bless something, it's blessed. When God curse something, it's cursed. Life lesson. I will advise you what this people will do to your people in the latter days. Balak not only advised Balaam what Israel will do to his nation in the latter days, apparently, he also advised him how to get Israel to sin and so lose the favor of God. That's in Numbers 31, 16, Revelation 2, and 14. But when God blessed something, it is blessed. And when God cursed something, it is totally, totally cursed. So you have to be careful when God blesses a nation. They will be blessed. God cursed a nation. They will be cursed. God's word is truth. Can't change God's word. You really can't. Oh, Balak was trying to get Balaam to curse Israel, and it didn't happen. Really didn't happen. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. That's Numbers 23 and 24. I turn it back over to the pastor. I mean, God is just good, and he's good all the time. And I'm enjoying this beautiful daylight saving time. This is beautiful.
Mother Valerie, when we go into those, the life principles, you know, did you read the life principles this morning?
I did.
And, you know, when we think about what God has blessing and what God is cursing with God, folks want to play with God. And then if they can't, you know, then they want to use God. Well, I'm a, you know, well, Lord, you know I this and Lord, you know I that. Instead of Lord, you know I need you. I need you. I want you 100% in my life. Lord, you are absolute everything to me. You know, instead of just saying, God, I love you. God, I thank you. God, I want to be a part of your kingdom. God, thank you. Just thank you for another day. Don't forget to tell God thank you. Every time I think about it, I always think about the leopards. And, you know, Jesus healed 10 of them, but only one came back to say thank you. You know, and you want to say, Lord, I don't ever want to be a part of that 9 that don't say thank you. You know, and I don't ever want to be the 10, bring me to my promised land. You know, we have to think on the word when we pray, and we have to think on the word when we're going through, because God's word takes us where we need to go. God's word heals our brokenness. God's word is always, always, and I say that again one more time, Mother, always true. Because as Amen. You preached this morning, as you read the word of God, God is not a man that he should lie. God does not lie. What God says he's going to do, he's going to do. God's word is not a, well, I'm not sure. His yes is yes, his no is no, and it's not right now. It's not right now. Everything is done in his time. It's done in his time. You know, and as I was looking at our word for this morning, I kept thinking, wow, love the Lord your God. Love the Lord your God with your heart, with your soul, with your mind. Love the Lord your God. And then it tells us to love our neighbor as ourselves. And then you say, Lord, but what if I don't like me? God said, then you like them. It's what, you know, I heard one time I was going through my little moment, and I was reading that word, and I was like, well, Lord, what if you don't like yourself? And God said, that doesn't matter if you like you or not, but you still got to love. You got to love them, and maybe if you love them, you'll love you. You got to love you. We got to love us in our good, love us in our bad, love us in our ugly, because God loves us in all those places. And because we want to be like God, a loving and kind person, we just follow his advice to love each other. So thank you, Mother, for reading this morning. Thank you, family, Amen. For listening this morning. We are about to go into our Psalm and Proverbs, and then into the book of Mark. So join me as we go into the 33rd Psalm. And it says, behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as we hope in you. Oh, hallelujah. I put my hope in you. I love that. I put my hope in you, Lord. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as we hope in you. Hallelujah. And our proverb for this morning is Proverbs chapter 11, verse 27. He who earnest seeks good finds favor. Trouble will come to him who seeks evil. We got to seek good. Because I don't want trouble in my life. Hallelujah. He who earnestly seeks good finds favor. Are you seeking good this morning? Are you seeking God this morning? But trouble will come to him who seeks evil. You know, all through the Proverbs, it tells us not to fall for the trap of the enemy, because he's busy all the time. And as we go into Mark chapter 12, starting at verse 28, and this is where our title comes from this morning, and it says, then one of the scribes came and having heard them, reasoning together, perceiving that he had answered them well, asked them, which is the first commandment of all? Jesus answered him, the first commandment is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second like it is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. And as I've studied the Ten Commandments, and studied this word, I found that when you take the Ten Commandments and divide them in half, the first half is godly, and it's all about God. And the second half is about your neighbor. You know, shall not kill, thou shall not steal, thou shall not bear false witness. You know, covetousness, love, you know, honor your father and your mother that your days may be long on this earth. You know, and then, you know, no stealing, no killing, no lying, no coveting. Neighbor, family. And then remember the Sabbath, keep it holy. God tells us that. You shouldn't have any other gods before him. You shouldn't worship any other gods. You should not make an idol. You shouldn't make idols. You know, God is omnipotent, and he's given us everything we need. All we have to do is look at his word. If you study this word daily, things will start popping out at you. And it says, so the scribe said to him, well said, teacher, you have spoken the truth, but there is one God, and there is no other but he. And to love him with all your heart, with all the understanding, with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself is more than all the whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. Now, when Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, you are not far from the kingdom of God. But after that, no one dared question him. Then Jesus answered and said, while he taught in the temple, how is it that the scribes say that the Christ is the son of David? For David himself said, by the Holy Spirit, the Lord said to my Lord. And understand, when you see Lord with all caps, that's God. When you see Lord with lower caps, that's Jesus. And we got to understand, Jesus has always been there. He's been there from the beginning of time. He's been with God from the creation of the world. And again, it says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand. Who sits at the right hand of God? Jesus. Take till I make your enemies your footstool. Come on now. Therefore, David himself calls him Lord. How is he then his son? Oh. And the common people heard him gladly. Then he said to them in his teaching, beware of the scribes who desire to go around in long robes. Love greetings in the marketplaces, the best seats in the synagogues, and the best places at feasts, who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. These will receive greater condemnation. The Reverend Doctor, you know, nothing against those Reverend Doctors that are men that love God, but the ones that get into to ministry, not for soul salvation, but for money, and want everything. The best is the best that. My daddy was the creator of this church, so I'm going to be the pastor of this church because it was my daddy's church. And, you know, no, you haven't been called, but you feel that it's your inheritance because you don't want to lose the opulent lifestyle that you have been, your father was, so you wanted to. You know, every time I think of these kind of folks, I think of the show Greenleaf. I could only watch a little bit of it because it bothered my spirit. But that was the kind of ministry, a ministry of greed. You know, when you're trying, Bishop's trying to do what he was supposed to do. But, you know, we got to get out of the pulpit and into the street corners because souls need saving. Everywhere, not just in the four walls. That's why God gave me this ministry, to spread his word. And we need to do that. Spread the word of the Lord. Don't be ashamed, because if you're ashamed now, then the Lord will be ashamed of you later. And when you can stand before him, he's going to tell you he don't know you. Don't be ashamed to let a person know that you are a Christian and that you love the Lord. I love God, and I know that he loves me. And then he goes and says, now Jesus thought the treasury, saw how the people put money into the treasury. And many who were rich put in much. Then one poor widow came and threw in two mites, which make a quadrant. So he called his disciples to himself and said to them, assuredly I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury. For they all put in out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty put in all that she had, her whole livelihood. It's not about how much you give. It's about what you give from your heart. Do you give to God your very best first fruit? Or do you give God second best? Do you pay God first? Or do you just say, what if I get it done? God should always come first. He comes and eats the first fruit. Write that check. Whatever it may, your tent may be, write it when you first get everything. That should be the first thing you pay. You give to God what belongs to God, and you give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. And this is a word that we need to go with Mark chapter 12, verse 43 to 44. How can I know if my worship pleases God? I want to say, how do we know if our worship is for real? It says, many ask, how do I know if the way I worship pleases God? Scripture gives few specific guidelines other than Old Testament regulations for a Mosaic sacrificial system. But remember, at all times, God looks at the heart of the worshiper. Jesus tells us, but the hour is coming, and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. John chapter 4, 23 through 24. Jesus always emphasized the worshiper's heart. He felt disgusted by those who displayed their devotion in a pompous, attention-getting manner. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward, but you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Matthew 6, 5 through 6. Nothing escapes the loving and sovereign eye of the Lord. One day, sitting in the temple, Jesus watched how people put coins in the offering box. The rich dumped in large amounts, making quite a scene. Then a poor widow put in what amounted to 1 cent. So he called his disciples to himself and said to them, assuredly I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury. But they all put in out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty put in all that she had, her whole livelihood. Mark chapter 12, verse 43 through 44. Are you noticing what is important to the Lord? That's right. Always and ever the heart of the worshiper, whether it is praising, giving thanks, singing, praying, or giving financially, the issue always comes down to motivation. As you prepare to worship God in spirit and in truth, you begin to feel an excitement. Bringing glory to God is one of the primary sources of refreshment of your own spirit. Hallelujah. That the way God designed, that's the way God designed it. Fulfilling your purpose of worshiping him satisfies your very being, and it helps you build intimacy in your relationship with him. Hallelujah. I worship you, Lord. I worship you, oh God, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my spirit. I worship you, Lord. I worship you, God. I give you all of me, God. We got to have that in in our spirits. All of me I give to you. I give to you my heart. I give to you my soul. I give to you all the strength in my body. I give to you me, God. I worship you. I give all of me to you. Hallelujah. Do you have all of me to use in your spirit this morning? Are you giving God all of you? Hallelujah. And then we get to Mark chapter 13, verses 1 through 10, 20. Then as he went out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, Teacher, see what manner of stones and what builders are here. Buildings are here. And Jesus answered and said to him, Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone shall be left upon another that shall not be thrown down. Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, opposite the temple, Peter, James, and John, and Andrew asked him privately, Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign when all these things will be fulfilled? And Jesus answering them began to say, Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he. We talk about this all the time. And will deceive many. But when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be troubled. You know, folks got all upset about Ukraine and Russia. But what happened? The word of God is just coming to fulfillment. When you hear of wars and rumors of war, do not be troubled. That's the word of God. But such things must happen. But the end is not yet. Come on, y'all. Let's get that word in our spirit. That end is not yet. But when you hear wars and rumors of wars, do not be troubled. That's the word. I say it again. But such things must happen. It's not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdoms against kingdoms. And there will be earthquakes. Come on now. Earthquakes. Syria and Turkey. Just recently, in various places, we got to listen in the wind. Listen to what God is speaking to you. Listen. Yeah, we know that the devil is the god of the air, but we are not listening to him, listen to God, because God Amen. Is telling us, get ready. Mother, he's telling us, get ready. Everything we see in the word of God, we're seeing in our time, in our eyes. Here goes the next. And there will be famine and trouble. We already know at certain places the water is drying up. The Euphrates River is less than it's ever been in water. We better understand God is trying to tell us something. Water. Troubles all over the planet. California, somebody was praying because they was in a drought, and now they got water coming out of every which way because it snowed like it was nobody's business, and water's coming up and coming out. God did that. And yes, there was some lives lost in the snowstorm because people couldn't get out. And nobody could get in but God. And I pray that those that perish in the storm, in the earthquake, in this war, knew the Lord. These are the beginnings of sorrows. We're in the beginning of sorrows, Mother. It says, but watch out for yourself, for they will deliver you. Come on now. Seeing it every day. Folks get called up because somebody said, I heard that you did this, or I heard that you did that. And you will be beaten in the synagogues. You will be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony to them. We cannot be ashamed of loving Jesus. Don't let anybody make you feel afraid to say, yeah, I love Jesus. And there ain't nothing you can do about that. So we got to start speaking that. And it says, and the gospel must first be preached in to all the nations. And with YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and every kind of this or that, TikTok, that talk, and all the way talk, getting the word. If you can look at somebody dancing, you can show look at somebody preaching the word of God. And it tells us the gospel must first be preached to all nations. This broadcast goes all over the world. And I pray that someone is listening in another country. You know, I see statistics, and I do have those that listen in other nations. And I thank you. Let's spread the word of God everywhere. God's word must, it says it again, first be preached to all nations. We got to preach the gospel. But when they arrest you and deliver you up to do not worry beforehand or premeditate what you will speak. But whatever given you in that hour, speak that, for it is not you who speaks, but the Holy Spirit. Now, brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. Come on now. Kids lying on their parents, even now, getting put in foster care because they don't want to have rules and then find out they had it pretty good with their parents. It's a lie. Well, she hit me. Excuse me. Well, she said she made me feel bad about myself. My dad spanked me when we was kids. Mother Valerie, I don't know about you. I didn't get a lot because I tried to be good. But I'm going to tell you, amen, the ones I did get were very much deserved. And I remember them. The ones that, amen, I deserved, I remember with everything. I remember my one spanking by my godfather. Because Miss Thing, with her little 10-year-old self, going to come in when the street lights is coming on, knowing good where I was supposed to be on way before dark or almost dark. Uh-uh. I got tore up, and I deserved it. And I remember it to this day because he didn't spank me all the time, that one time. And then I think it hurt him more than me because he was the one that said, I need you home before dark, not when the lights come on. Before dark, I'm going to ride with the bridegroom and wave at my dad sitting on the porch. Go wave. You know how bold that is. In the limousine, I'm waving. By the time you get back, you could have told them, can y'all let me out right here? And they'd have let me out right in front of my house. And that's what it should have done. But I was having too much fun riding around town, blowing the horns, you know, in the car with the bridegroom, waving at everybody. It was so awesome. Wrong. I got my spanking when I got home because I deserved it. You know, I should have came home like I was told because it was for safety reasons. It was a Saturday night. I lived in a neighborhood that was part this and part that. And the part that was that was where the pool hall and the bars and the other stuff was all down there. And you didn't know who was there. I didn't come that way, but I did come down the street, and then it came between houses and down the alley and across the parking lot. And again, nobody can see me in the alley. Nobody can see me coming through the houses. But my dad, amen, could see me once I got on the parking lot, and he was sitting on the porch waiting for me, watching that. Because he knew the way I came home, watching it, because he could see between the two houses. And he could see where I came out on the alley. And he could see me in the parking lot. And he watched me come home. Because all down the street I went down, there was people that knew me. Because it was a summer night and they were sitting on the porch. And I all spoke. And I was probably thinking, what is she doing out here this late? It's almost coming on. You know, even though they didn't come on till close to 8, but it was late. And once it starts to get dusky, you know, them lights are coming on. And I'm talking to folks of a certain generation. we was our life revolved around the street lights. Because you know better. You better be on that porch before them lights start coming on. And this is, and then I love this one. It says, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. There's going to be a time where folks are going to hate Christians. And it's already started where there's this hatred for people of faith. There's hatred for Jews. There's hatred for Christians. There's hatred for anybody who loves God. And we have got to change how we do it. The word of God says loving kindness. Do we draw them? We got to start drawing with love because the enemy is drawing them with love. Wrong kind of love. Love in the wrong places. But they draw them with love. And we are crucifying and vilifying and talking about when we need to be loving and kind, lifting up and not tearing down. Because you will find when you draw them with love, God changes who they are. He changed you. He changed me. We all got some work to do. And it's time to go to work. So when we see the abominations of desolation spoken of by Daniel, the prophet standing where it ought not that the reader underscore in Judea flee to the mountains, let him who is on the housetop not go down into the house, nor enter to take anything out of his house. And let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. And pray that your flight may not be in winter. But in those days there will be tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the creation, which God created until this time, nor ever shall be. And unless the Lord has shortened those days, no flesh will be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he chose, he shortened the days. Mark chapter 13, verse 2. No one stone shall be left upon another that shall not be thrown down. We know that the stones used to build Herod's temple were immense and appeared impenetrable, which is why the people were shocked when Jesus said it would be destroyed. However, we also know that Jesus' prophecy came true in A.D. 70 when Titus, Roman army, destroyed the temple. Remember, no matter how large the obstacle, God's word always remains true. Again, what did Mother read this morning? That God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. He, has he said, and will he not do? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? Everything Jesus said came to fruition. Mark 13:13, you will be hated by all for my name's sake. Millions of people have died throughout history for their faith in Jesus. In fact, the intensity of persecution continues to grow in modern times. Yes, it is. And more believers will die in this year than did in the early church. We must be willing to suffer abuse for our connection to Christ because eternity is more important than our present suffering. Romans 8:18, 2 Corinthians 4:17-18. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers and hearers of his holy word. And Mother, we all know God does not play. What he says he will do, he will do. And we need to understand it. And as we get into our prayer for this morning, too much to give you, give and you will receive. You will be given much, pressed down, shaken together, and run over. It will spill into your lap. The way you give to others is the way God will give to you. Luke 6:38 NCV. Lord, in a world filled with people looking out for themselves, may I live for you and your kingdom. You say, give and you will receive. If I am stingy with my resources, then I am not practicing a life that is open to receive from you. Jesus, you set the ultimate example of generosity, and I want to be like you. When I am tempted to hoard my time, love and money. Help me to remember that's not what you do. I want to be like you, and I can't be like you if I'm not living a life poured out, not only in word or in the privacy of my own life, but in very practical ways. You know I am still learning this. I lean into you, practicing generosity in small moments, knowing that builds a foundation to receive from you. When I give, let me do it with a heart that doesn't expect anything in return, but finds joy in others' gain. What an honor to grow in this with you. What can you be generous with today? What can you be generous with today? Are you asking God, where do I give? What do I give? How do I give? Do you have your hand open? We talked about it yesterday. To give, because when your hand is open, you can give and you can receive. But when you close that fist, there's a little tiny hole that you can barely see. But everything that goes in is coming right back out until you have nothing because you was holding on so tight that you forgot to open up to give to God today. Know that he is the author of everything and that you are loved, but love him back. The first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. See, there is no other commandment greater than these. So I say to you this morning, Mother Valerie, my neighbor, my godmother, my friend, I love you.
Amen.
I pray that you have a wonderful day. Because I love God. I love you. Father God, I love you more than anything. And I thank you for another day. I thank you for this woman of God who came on and read this morning, who knew I couldn't even hardly speak. You came through, God. You came
through.
When I'm coughing, can't breathe hardly. But this woman of God was reading all through it, and only you knew it. And I can't do nothing more than say thank you, because when it came to my time, you had already cleared up the sinuses. You had already opened the vocal cords. You had already done all that needed to be done so that I could speak with power that comes from you, God. And all I can say is thank you, Lord, for another day.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for speaking through me. Thank you, Lord, for your power and your grace. Thank you, Lord. And all I can say is my hallelujah belongs to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I say this morning as we get ready to depart, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over all of you and yours. Have a blessed and wonderful day. Mother Valerie, do you have any last words? And if you do, would you pray us out?
You know what? I'm really shocked at Balak. I mean, he tried to get Balaam 3 different times to curse the people of Israel. I mean, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he not said, and will he not do? Has he not spoken, and will he not make it good? I mean, this man, Balak, was determined. I mean, he was determined to get him to curse Israel. But if God blessed something, it is truly going to be blessed. God cursed something, it is cursed. Because God is God. He's not man, and he cannot lie. That Balak, I mean, he was something else. I mean, three different times. I know I'm repeating, but three different times he tried to get Israel cursed. I mean, if God blessed something, it is
cursed. That curse came right back on him, didn't
it? He told him what the people, what his people would do. I will advise you what this people will do to your people in the latter days. And it happened because God's word is real. God's word is true. If God says something, it's going to come to pass. It might wait, but it's going to come to pass. That's just like when he told Adam and Eve what will happen, that you should surely die. I mean, they did. They died spiritually and they died physically. You shall surely die. I mean, that dirty snake, the devil, will tell you different things, but God's word is true, and we need to listen to God, not to the sneaky serpent, the devil, the devil. The devil will tell you anything because he's on his job. As that pastor say, that sneaky serpent, that demon, that devil. Sneaky snake. That's the word I want to use, old sneaky snake. And we can't listen to him. I mean, he's on his job. He come to deceive, to kill, to destroy. And if you listen to him, you're going to be in big trouble. Great big trouble. You have to listen to God and listen to his word, because in the olden days, God spoke in visions. But in this day, through his word, he can't speak in visions, and he can't speak where you can hear his voice, but in this day, he speaks through his word, and God's word is real. God's word is true, so we have to listen to the word of God and rightly divide the word of God, and that's,
and you
know, that's
the Lord saying, tell my people, the Lord God loves them. The Lord God loves you. Even when you feel like you're going through, Mother, the Lord God loves you. I don't know who it's for. It's for you, for all of us. The Lord God loves you. I heard that in my spirit as Mother was speaking. Tell my people, the Lord God loves them. God loves us, and we need to love each other. And care about each other. So love God and love each other. I love you, Mother. And guess what? It's a wrap.
It is a wrap. It really is. It's a beautiful, beautiful word today. Man, it's cold out there. Well, it looks cold. But no matter if it rains, no matter if it's cold, it's just a beautiful day. God is really good. Lord, we thank and praise you for this day, for this is the day that you've made. We're going to rejoice and be happy in it. I thank and praise God for the pastor. She was able to pray for the people, all of the people yesterday. We didn't have a large group. I guess people forgot to turn them clocks, set them clocks ahead. And we had a small group, but the people came, you know, who came and came. And whoever was there because God was in the midst of us. And we thank and praise you, God, for being there. For the pastor invited. No, she didn't invite. She commanded and demanded that the devil would leave the house of God. She told him, get out of here. And he left. Her spirit was left and our spirit was left. And God, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, we give you glory, honor, and praise. This is a wrap.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap, family. Have a blessed and wonderful day. And remember, the Lord God loves you. And guess what? We do too. Have a blessed day. It is. Mother, what was it? It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap.